The following audio is from Hope Hill Church. To learn more about Hope Hill Church, please visit hopehillchurch.org.
I want to say welcome, and we're so glad that we get to be a part of this time of year, because this time of year is really what I was about to say doesn't make sense. What I want to say is that this should be the time of year where we slow down and where we anticipate the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. How many of you who took time to slow down the past few days? Yeah, okay, exactly. This is one of the first years that I did not go get in line at midnight on Thanksgiving. I was close, but the football earlier in the day, I think, got to me. Not watching it, but attempting to play it, for those of you that missed out. But this should be an amazing time of year. And sometimes, let's face it, we have to force ourselves to do what's right. And for us just to go through this season and just to be on the same pace, or to just put the pedal to the metal and try and race through to Christmas, we'll simply miss it all if we don't take time to slow down. And so our hope and our focus today is to give you an opportunity to, as a family, start the season off right. How many of you have entered this time of year and been a part of a history where this was called Advent in your past, time of Advent? A lot of you who come from liturgical backgrounds will know this time of year in the church calendar known as Advent. Advent officially starts next week and will take us up through Christmas. And as a church, we will pause each Sunday as we come together as a church family, and we will reflect on the different weekly themes that help us get prepared for Christmas and what it really means. And our hope is today that you would be able to be set free to go to, we have about 10, 11 different stations around the room today. And they're geared for you to do as a family. Some of them are very crafty, like making a Christmas ornament to remind ourselves of the gospel story. Some of them are a station over here taking communion as a family together. We have a Advent wreath making station, and you'll go through and you'll have time to do a few of them. I want to encourage you that if you want to take the supplies from some of the stations and take them home and find times during this month to come together as a family and to slow down and to talk about the Christmas story and to talk about the true meaning of this time of year and really reflect and remember on what it's all about. So that's what today is all about, and we're glad that you're here to start this day off together, to celebrate and worship in this way, and we invite you to come back each day over the next several weeks where we talk about what Christmas is all about. I want to read to you a passage from the book of Isaiah. This passage was written hundreds of years before Christ was even born, and what's amazing about the Old Testament is it's filled with scriptures, with prophecies of the coming king, the coming Messiah. And this is one of those special readings. This is taken from Isaiah chapter 40. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. For a voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight in the wilderness a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all mankind together will see it, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. As we wait this special day, Christmas, that's coming, I know several of the children and teenagers in this room may be already counting down, hoping for that North Face jacket or that pair of Uggs or the new PlayStation 3 game, iPhone. But my encouragement to you is while we get excited about the gifts that we anticipate, to take time to really reflect and remember what this season is really about. And it's about Jesus Christ and all he gave for us. The greatest gift ever given, God becoming flesh and moving into our neighborhood. And now we are here to live as the body of Christ. And as that video showed that we watched during our time of offering, we have the opportunity now not to just be consumers, but to be givers, to give back to what God has done and wants to continue to do to be a blessing in our community. So my prayer and hope for each of us is that we will find time to slow down and to remember what God did for us, and that we ourselves will put ourselves in a place where we can do for others. Will you guys pray with me? Let's pray as we invite God into our lives, every area of our life during this Advent season. Let's pray. God, we thank you so much for how much you loved us. Your word tells us that while we were far from you, while we were lost in our sin and enemies of you, that you still chose to pursue us in your love, and you became flesh and took on the form of a baby infant Jesus to then live a perfect life with one reason, to die for us in our place. And God, we thank you for that gift. And God, we pray that you help us to come to realize it more and more each and every day that we live in every area of our life, that as you came to die for us and to forgive us our sins, you've also come to set us free to be your hands and feet, to be your body living on this earth and shedding that love and the light of Jesus to all around. God, I pray for the families that are in this room and those that are represented here, that you'd help us all through this season to slow down, to take time to reflect and to remember how much you love us, how much you gave for us, so that we can then give back to you. God, be with our stations and the people who put their effort and time into making these examples and opportunities for us to take crafts and things of memory back into our homes to worship you and to invite you into our families during this season. God, be with us today. We thank you for all that you've done. In your name we pray. Amen. So before you go, let me give you a little bit of instruction. When I say go, we're technically done for the day. But my hope is that you'd spend the next hour or so visiting the different stations around the back of the room, making crafts with your children, assembling a wreath. There's instructions for each of these crafts, each of these stations. And then you take time to worship God and provide opportunities for your family to come together in creative ways throughout this season. I think there is a station also out in the hallway. Am I right? A prayer maze or something, a maze to Bethlehem. So that'll be fun for the kids as well. But we encourage you to stay together as families. If there are any needs, nursing mother area has been provided, a changing table if needed and things like that. But we have no child care provided or nursery today. So enjoy your time together as a family. And before I release this, is there anything else that I need to say that anyone's aware of? Okay. Thank you for being here. Be blessed. Enjoy the season. Take the opportunity to spend some time together before you leave today. We love you guys. Have a great week, and we'll see you back next Sunday as we kick off Advent together. Thank you. Go ahead. Enjoy it.